Measure 102, on your ballots now, aims to change the Oregon Constitution to allow housing projects funded by municipal bonds to be owned by private corporations. Testimony of Portland's Gray Panthers at yesterday's city council meeting has something to say about this. Mayor Wheeler was absent and Commissioner Saltzman presided.
Well, thank you all for being here this morning, and we'll start with you, ma'am. And if you, all you need to do is give us your name, and you each have 3 minutes.
My name's Sally Fronsman Cecil. I am a member of Gray Panthers of Portland. Gray Panthers is historically an intergenerational and intersectional organization, meaning that we work with a variety of people, not just elders, you might assume from the name, but with elders and young people on issues that are of interest to us all, not just in, things that you might think of as issues for elders. And I guess I feel like we're here today to hold the people of Portland through their representatives responsible to meet what we consider the social contract. That is not being held up for people, for elders at this time.
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. You want to go next, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Dorothy Holland, and I'm a member of Gray Panthers. And what I want to talk about is we have more developments with the Home Forward, and Home Forward is not coming forward to give us the right information that we need. They came into our apartment and took chunks of our floor and chunks of our wall to test for asbestos. Now, when we asked what the testing results were, they changed the subject entirely. So we don't know if we're living with asbestos or what. And then when we get like a cost of living increase, like this last time I got $20 cost of living increase, and Home Forward took 12 of it. And they're not supposed to do that. They're only supposed to take one third, not all of that. So what do we do? Okay. Who holds them accountable?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Have you tried talking with the Home Forward board or getting a message?
Yes, I've tried to talk to Elise, who's supposed to be the head district manager, whatever, and she says, well, talk to your manager and let them handle it, the manager's not coming forward.
Those were voices of Gray Panther activists testifying at City Hall yesterday. They want the citizens of Portland to take responsibility for upholding a basic social contract, including humane housing. I caught up with a Gray Panther and Home Forward Corporation tenant in Chapman Square after the session.
Well, for one thing, trying to get some information of how I can go over our manager and her boss's head, because we're not getting any information and they're not forthcoming with any kind of information whatsoever. There's a very big accountability problem there. I mean, they're not supposed to take but one third of our salary, but like when I had a $20 cost of living increase, they took 12 of it and left me with 8 of the 20.
Well, what kind of recourse do you have? What can you do about it?
I don't know. That's the whole problem. You know, I don't really know, and I don't know how to get the information, because my manager's boss refers me back to our manager, and our manager won't even talk to us about it. You know, and we're being treated like we're in a prison or something, you know, that we don't have any say about anything whatsoever. Any kind of improvements or anything that we actually need in our building rather than what they propose. Because they're thinking about the landscaping and all this other mess, when we actually need our rugs ripped up out of the hallway because they're 70 years old and they only get cleaned like once every 3 to 5 years, period. We've had fire water damage to where they're so stained it smells like wet dog hair when you go out of your apartment. And that smell, when you open the door, comes right in. We've asked to have our carpet replaced. Well, if we have enough money after we do all of this, then maybe we'll do that.
How do you like living at Home Forward?
Well, it used to be okay, but it's getting to the point where it's not okay because they don't really address the problems of drugs and trafficking in our building back and forth and everything like that. And we get nothing but problems. In fact, day before yesterday, a lady just jumped out her window on the fourth floor. I mean, she just, you know, went right straight out the window onto the concrete, you know, and she's in the hospital. I don't know if she's going to do well or not or what, you know, but she got tired of it and just jumped out of her window.
How do you think you can hold the management of Home Forward responsible?
Well, I'm going to try like the lady said. She's going to send me the information to go to their board of directors. Now, their board of directors should have some control. If they don't, then I'll come back to the city council and try to find out where do we go from there, you know.
Anything else for our cable listeners about your living situation?
Well, it's kind of hard because a lot of people think, you know, that it's okay to live in these project-based buildings, but some of them are not okay, and other ones are worse than others, you know, and ours is getting to that point where it's really bad. You know, I mean, we've had a lot of people die in our building because of breathing problems and heart problems because of all the mold and stuff that's in the building that they won't do anything about, you know. So who's going to hold them accountable? You know, they have to be accountable to somebody, you know, and trying to find out who that somebody is, it can be really frustrating and a big hassle, you know. And a lot of people in our building are scared to speak out because they're scared they may lose their housing because our manager has threatened certain people in our building, you know. She threatened some and the others she just let slide and don't pay attention to.
Well, Home Forward's a non-for-profit. Don't they just want to do good?
They talk a good game. But when it gets down to the brass tacks and down to the nitty-gritty where they're trying, where it they don't deal with the problems. They just don't. And they pass the buck along to somebody else for them to deal with it. And then that person gets frustrated and says, no, you got to go here, you know, and you got to go there, and you got to talk to this person, you got to talk to that person, and nothing ever gets done.
That was a Portland Grey Panther activist and Home Forward corporate tenant. They want Portland City Council to hold the Home Forward Corporation responsible for issues in their building, including unhealthy air, water damage, moldy carpet, and possibly asbestos. They told us that the corporate managers threatened tenants with eviction for asking too many questions. They told us that, symbolically and simply, Home Forward Corporation prioritizes exterior landscaping over humane living conditions. And this is Joe Meyer with KBOO News.